regard to the situation in the country, I don't think that anybody who does not understand we are living in very difficult times. The whole world does not give us due credit for many things that we do right as a country. And March 29 was something we did right. Now, having said that, the period in the post-March 29 was something perhaps that we could have done without. And it was not a good situation where we saw political violence, people's homes being burnt. And let me say, it was on both sides. We saw this on both sides, and it was not only one side carrying out these unfortunate incidents. And even though, from what we have heard, about 60 or so people died, is 60 people too many? We should not have lost one person in the pursuit of our political objectives.
Have you been able to assist some of those people who have been internally displaced or who are facing such problems?
Well, I know of churches that have offered their premises and tried to give food, etc., to people that were displaced. One thing that has come to my attention that I've been told, I have not tested the veracity of this, is that not everything that happened post March 29 was politically motivated, and that there were some elements of people who had long-standing grudges with each other that were using that environment to get even with one another. So that cannot be discounted.
We understand from some other church leaders that they have gone into hiding because they fear the intimidation they are facing. Have you had this experience?
Carol, as far as I know, and I will go back to you to Operation Murambatsvinga. During Operation Murambatsvinga, at my own church premises, I gave refuge to over 100 families. However, what I did was I alerted the authorities that I've got these people. It is purely a humanitarian gesture. The security people came, saw the people that were there. They asked questions. They were very cordial and polite, and there were no problems. I do not know of people who were there to go into hiding. I have assisted people in the past, and I will assist people in the future. No political objectives except to assist people.
Are you saying that those who have been assisting people have political motives?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we are living in a politically charged environment. What I would say to any church or pastor that assists people, go and make the security people aware of what you are doing immediately. I think that will remove any suspicion or any thoughts that they may be untoward elements gathering in any particular place. I have done that, and I have found that when I've done it, I have had no problem with the security establishment.